Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Happy Friday, everybody. We've made it to the end of the week, and you have certainly earned it. Welcome to the final Your Morning Boost of the week. Again, I am pleased to have our special guest with us, and she's been here with us this entire week, Erin King from Inspired Education and the Teachers Pep Rally podcast. Erin, this has been really fun this week. Thanks again for joining us.
I am so thrilled to be here. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we head into the weekend, leaders, let's also remember that next Monday is Memorial Day. It's an important time for us to pause and remember those that have served. And I know it's hard to get away from the job of school leadership. And this weekend, this is a good time to shut off work and spend some time with family and friends, because you have certainly earned it. And actually, today's topic is on the power of reflection and leading through the pause. So Erin, give us some insight on this.
Great. Good morning. Summer break is approaching. As we wrap up another school year, I want to invite you into a moment of pause, not just to celebrate what we've accomplished, but to reflect on what we've learned. Leadership and education is a marathon with few breaks, and summer isn't just a vacation, it's a reset button. Let's talk about how we can lead with purpose, even in the pause. The end of the school year is often a blur. Graduations, state testing, final grades, ceremonies, and last-minute logistics. In the rush to finish strong, we can forget to reflect. But reflection is where growth lives. One of the most powerful practices I've seen in schools is making space for staff and students to reflect, not just on the outcomes, but on the experience. Ask your team, what are you proud of this year? What challenged you? What do you want to carry forward into next year? These three questions, simple, open-ended, can reshape the way we close the year. They invite clarity, and clarity leads to purpose. Another powerful takeaway from our conversations has this idea that inspiration is everywhere if we're listening. From teachers launching innovative group projects to university professors building experiential learning into tech classes, we have all seen again and again that creativity thrives in brave spaces, even in high-pressure moments. So here's the challenge. How do you build a culture of curiosity, play, and purpose in your school, even for yourself? Try this over the summer. Schedule a personal purpose check-in, whether it's a quiet morning with a journal or a walk through your school building. Take time to ask, what part of this work lights me up? What part needs realignment? Plan one change that honors your core values. Maybe it's moving staff meetings outside once a month. Maybe it's starting the year with a celebration instead of a checklist. Maybe it's building more time for teacher-led PD. Whatever it is, anchor it in purpose, not in pressure. Reconnect with play. Yes, even as administrators, go to the movies, read a book. That isn't educated related. Visit a classroom just to observe and enjoy. You can't lead with energy if you're running on empty. As you transition into summer, here are three ways to lead through the pause. Reflect intentionally, make space to process and celebrate this year with your team and yourself. Realign purpose. Let clarity, not urgency, guide your next steps. Recharge fully, model what it looks like to rest, reflect, and return inspired. School leadership doesn't stop when the doors close, but it can shift. This is your time to zoom out, remember your why, and prepare to lead with fresh perspective. Whether you're on a beach, in your backyard, or organizing your office, I hope you take time to breathe deeply. And remember, the pause is part of the progress. That is your Morning Boost for today. I hope it fills you with inspiration and hope.
And a big thank you so much to Erin King for making this an incredible week on your Morning Boost. Erin, I really look forward to seeing even more of your work in the future. This has been awesome. Boosters, if you want to know more about Erin's work or get in touch with her, you can find her information in the show notes, and it's going to be in the show notes for every episode this week. We also will have her contact information on our webpage at awbeducation.org. So either way, you can get a hold of Erin and get in touch with her to find out more about her work or partner with her in the future. Thanks again, Aaron. This has really been a very fun week. Thanks for joining us. Happy Friday again, leaders. Enjoy the 3-day weekend coming up because you have certainly earned it. Thank you for listening. And with the holiday, we will talk with you again on Tuesday.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.